This episode of New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start, is brought to you by Takagi Consulting. I'm Jennifer Takagi, the founder and CEO, Chief Encouraging Officer of Takagi Consulting. Join my groups so you can have access to informational videos, resources, and to help you succeed, as well as a community to help support and propel your career. The Facebook group and LinkedIn group names are New Managers on the Rise. Join them today. You can also find the links in the show notes. That's New Managers on the Rise. I'm Jennifer Takagi, and I really look forward to connecting to you soon. Welcome to New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start with Jennifer Takagi. I'm Jennifer, a former climber of the corporate and government ladders, turned leadership development entrepreneur. I'm a leadership coach helping you transform your office from feeling like a prison cell into a playground where employees are energized, engaged, and eager to work. Stress is reduced. Productivity is increased. Communication is seamless. Because playgrounds are much more fun than cubicle cells. Leadership development might seem like hard work, but leadership done right helps you create the team of your dreams. Each week, I'll bring you an inspiring message to pave the way to your successful journey into a leadership role. Thank you for joining me today. Now let's get started. Welcome to New Manager Media, Manage Right from the Start. I'm your host, Jennifer Takagi, and today I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that is the fact that you never arrive. You never arrive, you just keep going. I had it in my head because, you know, I can be a little bit slow at times. I had it in my head that once I graduated college and I got a full-time job, that I would have arrived. I would have arrived, that would have been that, that was my life. I was going to have consistency throughout. Well, guess what? That is not at all how life works. Constant change. But guess what? If we weren't changing, evolving, and growing, do you really want to be the person you were 10 years ago or that was available to you? No, we don't want that, right? We just have to get our mindset and our focus and our head wrapped around the fact everything changes. And if you're not growing, you are dying. There's a really great book out there. I don't know the author, and it's Younger Next Year. And it's a book that really is encouraging on fitness and nutrition and eating right and living your best life. And it's an awesome book. I'll just stop it there. But one of the points they hammer home in this book is our cells in our body are constantly in a state of growing and maturing or dying and decaying. Growing and maturing, dying and decaying. And that's just a cycle. That's just how it works. That's how all of the universe is created, or the whole world is created. So the question becomes, do you want to stay where you are right now, or do you want to keep growing and keep going? So I consider myself a lifelong learner. I didn't consider myself that for a long time, but now I do. I get it. I am a lifelong learner. I am forever listening to audiobooks. I love them because I also have a baking business, and so I can listen to an audiobook while I'm baking. I spend a lot of time in the car driving. I can listen to an audiobook in the car. I can't even begin to tell you how many books I've listened to in the last year. I'm going to have to go on the library website and tell you, because I check them all out from the library, download them to my phone. I love it. I've been an entrepreneur now for a number of years, and I keep learning something new every day, all the time. I keep learning something new. I started out by a little bit by happenstance. First, very focused, I became a certified professional behavioral analyst in DISC behavioral profiles. Then I became certified in Change Style Indicator, which is an assessment on how you respond to change. And then by ha accident, happenstance, the law of attraction, like att attracts like, I ended up becoming a certified coaching specialist. Then I became a certified Jack Canfield Train the Trainer on Success Principles. And then I got certified in three different levels of law of attraction. Why? Because I like it. I like it. I learn more. It opens my eyes to other opportunities, other possibilities, and there's a lot out there. So I've really come to embrace the fact that I really am a lifelong learner. I have a friend, Hillary DeCesar, and she has a podcast, the Silver Lined Podcast, and it's awesome. And she's amazing and a wonderful friend to have. And she was like, Jennifer, you're a course junkie. Like, you go online and buy every freaking course that pops up that looks interesting to you. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna quit. I'm gonna quit. And what did I do? I bought another one. Why? Because I love it. I love it. I keep growing. I keep evolving. And as I hit this age and the next decade coming up, I want to be more than I was at the last decade. I want to be more. Why? I want to find new ways of doing the same old thing. New ways of doing the same old thing. Simple little thing. Last year at Easter time, I found out that several of my friends loved creme brulee. Creme brulee is a custard, a baked custard, and you put sugar on top and then you torch it and then you can crunch it with a spoon when you're ready to eat it. And there's a really cute movie out there. They haven't played it the last couple of years at Christmas, which makes me really, really sad. And it's called The Christmas List with Mimi Rogers. Super cute movie. But there's a great scene with creme brulee involved. And it was like, oh, I want to learn how to make creme brulee. So I make creme brulee. I make it from scratch. It's absolutely delicious. But it takes a while. Like, you have to mix everything up. You have to pour in these custard dishes, and then you have to put them in a pan, and then you have to fill the pan with hot water, and then you have to put it in the oven, and then you have to bake it, and then you have to take it out and let them completely cool. Completely cool. And then you put them in the refrigerator so that they're ice cold. And then you put the sugar on top and then you torch it. Okay, that's a lot of steps, people. That's a lot of steps. I did it. Everybody said how freaking amazing it was. Well, it was, because guess what? Anything I make to eat, whether it's a sweet or an entree, is delicious because I'm just really good. So I'm at the grocery store, and what do they have there? They have a box of creme brulee, and you mix part milk, part whipping cream, stir it up with this packet. I don't even know if you had to cook it on the stove. Maybe I had to cook it on the stove. I can't remember. Pour it into your ramekins, cool it, same kind of thing. But I went to the grocery store this morning because I was going to make creme brulee because I'm having my girlfriends over tonight for dinner. We're going to have taco dinner tonight. And I wanted to get that box again because it was so much easier than all that other garbage. Well, I get there and oh, my cat just came in here. Luigi, hey, get down. Get down. One moment, please. Come on, get down, kitty. Get down. He is being a hot mess. Sorry about that. So I run into the grocery store at the Walmart neighborhood store by my house that is where I bought it the first time. It's not there. It's not there. Dang it. I had my heart set on making creme brulee tonight, and I can't make creme brulee. Well, guess what? I Google it. Because I know I can make creme brulee on the stovetop and I don't have to bake it in the oven. I just know it from using that box mix. So I Google it. I found a recipe, creme brulee, that doesn't have to be baked. You just cook it on the stove. I cooked it on the stove. I poured it in the ramekins. They were in the fridge chilling. Somebody remind me and I'll pop back and tell you if it was perfect or not perfect. Same old thing created a different way. Same old thing created a different way. A lifelong learner is going to find those other ways of doing things. Have you ever heard the story of the young woman has recently married and she is going to make a ham for dinner? And she calls her mom and said, "Mom, I have a ham I'm going to cook for dinner and I have to cut the end off, right?" And the mom said, "Yes." And she goes, "Why do we cut the end off the ham?" She said, "I don't know, but your grandma always cut the end off the ham. Call her and ask her." So she calls and she says, "Hey, grandma, I'm getting ready to make my first ham. And I have the ham and I have my casserole dish to bake it in. But why do we cut the end off? Mom doesn't know." And grandma said, "Oh, I cut the end off because the ham was bigger than my pan and I had to cut the end off to fit the pan." Well, mom thought all these years you had to cut the end off a ham because there was something wrong with it. No, it said her mother, it wouldn't fit in her casserole pan. So now the granddaughter's like, "Oh my gosh." So she calls her mom, "Mom, you only cut the end off when it doesn't fit the pan." A new way of doing something old. She can just put the ham in the casserole dish and throw it in the oven. She doesn't have to cut the end off. Why are we doing the things we're doing? As a lifelong learner, we dig a little deeper to figure out why we're doing what we're doing. Sometimes being a lifelong learner means we change our perception. We change the way we look at things. I read the book a number of years ago by Marianne Williamson, and I believe it was called something like A Course in Miracles. And in this book, she is talking about how people believe today, which she probably wrote this book 30 years ago, maybe 40, I don't know, how people believe a miracle is something huge. It is Jesus walking on water. It is Lazarus being raised from the dead. It is that person in a hospital room that they say is going to die and they wake up and they live, right? Huge, huge things. Those are miracles, by the way, but they're huge. And we can all recognize them as amazing miracles. I have a friend who was diagnosed with a very aggressive form of lymphoma. Miraculously, through the grace of God and a lot of modern medicine, he is still alive and completely healthy and cancer-free. So, yay, I'm super happy about that. Total miracle. Total miracle. Both spiritually, medically, everything. But what if you having a change in your perception about a person or a problem resulted in reconciliation? What if it resulted in being able to interact with that person on a more meaningful way? What if that person at work was driving you 100% totally and completely insane, and you had a miracle of a change in perception of how you viewed them? What would your life look like then? That is the benefit of being a lifelong learner. You can learn that miracles, great and small, happen every single day. And sometimes a change in your perception is one of the greatest miracles that can happen. And you're not going to know about that. You're not going to know how to do it unless you're a lifelong learner. You never arrive. You just keep going and keep growing. I'm Jennifer Takagi with Takagi Consulting, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.
Thank you for joining today. Please hop on over to iTunes to leave us a review and share our channel with your friends and family. Head over to TakagiConsulting.com/gift for a great free gift. Also, you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and TakagiConsulting.com. We would love to hear from you, and may your days be filled with more success than you ever dreamed possible.